This is Ted Kennedy. Is President Bush more deeply involved in the Iran-Contra scandal than he's admitted so far? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, new information shows President Bush more deeply involved in the Iran-Contra scandal, the secret sale of missiles to Iran in the 1980s in return for the release of our hostages in Lebanon. Vice President Bush was present at key meetings where the deal was discussed. He says he favored the deal at the time, but was out of the loop. He says he'd have opposed it if he'd only known Secretary of State George Shultz and Secretary of Defense Cap Weinberger vigorously opposed it. Last month, the Iran-Contra prosecutor released a key State Department memorandum describing an angry phone call from Weinberger to Shultz after the scandal broke, saying Bush was in fact well aware of their opposition to the arms deal. Is Cap Weinberger wrong, Al, or does President Bush have a lot more explaining to do?
Ted, you really crack me up. You keep trying to dig up something that just simply doesn't exist. Even the liberal majority leader of the Senate says this book is closed. Ted, thanks to fellow liberal zealots like you, we have now wasted 6 years' worth of time and nearly $100 million, all for a whopping 300 hours of community service being served by one culprit. In 88, Bush answered detailed questions in writing from leading newspapers on every single one of the issues recently raised again. Really, Ted, all our gentle listeners know full well that this is but another cheap political shot taken by you and your liberal comrades in the media to smokescreen for the walking scandal himself, Slick Willie. Clinton's laundry list of personal scandals is over a yard long. Could any item on it have stood 6 years under the glare? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Bill Clinton throwing in the towel on any real education reform. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.